Hello.
Yes.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I had three charges here for 4989, one in December the 6th, January the 4th, and February the 3rd. I didn't sign up for anything. I don't even know what your company does. I have not received anything at all from you. I didn't order anything. And they just refund me the February 3rd, but I need a refund for the January and the December charge. That's $100. That's fraud. You know, that's robbery. You're robbing me.
Yes, and what was your first and last name?
It's Raimundo Espinosa.
And your mailing address?
It's 4451 Erica Court, Dayton, Ohio, 45440.
Yes, and I do see a contest was entered for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. You would have had to be enrolled in our meal planning app called ByteTub, and you said you never called entering that contest.
I didn't subscribe to anything. I mean, you do this through the internet, and then we fill the surveys, and then you just subscribe everybody automatically. I didn't sign anything. I didn't subscribe.
Yes, you said you do recall doing a survey. Or you do not recall doing any surveys.
That's what they said I did. They did a survey. I don't even know what I did.
Yes, and you don't recall trying to claim a Dyson vacuum cleaner or like an iPad, iPhone, nothing like that?
I don't know. But I did not sign up for your program, and I need a refund.
Yes,
January,
if you try to claim one of those prizes, it does have to be enrolled in our app because it's a monthly subscription. You don't recall signing up for ByteTub?
I don't think so. I don't remember that, and I need a refund for January and for December.
Yes, sir. So it looks like that contest for the Dyson vacuum was entered underneath the email address espnray@aol.com, as well as the phone number 937-971-9246. Are you familiar with that email address or Will's phone number?
But you're cheating people. I mean, I never subscribed for $49 monthly.
Yes, sir.
It's just very vague.
If you don't recall starting that subscription,
you do that for everybody.
If you don't
subscribe everybody that fill up the survey, I mean, that is robbery. That's fraud.
Yes, sir. So you did do a survey. You didn't do a survey.
I don't remember, Ken. But I did not sign up.
If you don't recall doing that survey or signing up for,
I did not subscribe.
Yes, sir.
Anything for $49.89.
If you do not. If you do not recall signing up for ByteTub or during the contest for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, we can go ahead and have this account canceled, and we can submit it as a claim for fraud. We just let you know our claims for fraud do get submitted.
I already called half an hour ago, and I canceled it. And they said they were going to give me $45.
Yes, sir. I understand that.
Credit.
But if you would like, we can go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud. Our claims for fraud get submitted.
I'd like to do that.
Yes, sir. Our claims for fraud get submitted through the local authorities. They'll check the IP address and prosecute anyone that has placed their order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify it does not trace back to you or anyone in your household.
And then what do I have to do this?
You just have to state that it does not trace back to you or anyone in your household, and that you did not enter any contest for the Dyson vacuum cleaner or any other product.
Come on. You're making this difficult. Okay?
I'm not. If you want to submit it as a claim for fraud, we can go ahead and submit the claim for fraud.
Yes, please submit it.
The investigation takes 24 hours. If it comes back as actual fraud, a refund will be posted in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, sounds good.
Would you like a confirmation number?
Okay, here we go. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie. 92-04-20-704.
All right, I'm going to repeat. CS and Charlie, 92-04-20-704.
That's correct.
All right, and you say 2 to 5 days.
3 to 5 days.
3 to 5 days. I will see this in my statement. You were going to send me an email and let me know what's going on, please.
No, you can call back in 24 hours, and you can check the status of the claim, but a refund gets posted in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, so I call in 24 hours to verify the claim? Is that what you're telling me?
To check the status of the fraud investigation.
Okay, I will call tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Thanks for our customer support. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.